Sean Combs has been sentenced to more than 4 years in prison after a lengthy hearing in Manhattan yesterday. The rapper, producer, and businessman was convicted in July on two prostitution-related charges. Chloe Malas has covered the Combs trial for NBC News. She joins us from an airport now. Chloe, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me. Good morning.
He was acquitted of the most serious charges, sex trafficking and racketeering. What are the two charges of which he's now been found guilty?
Those are two counts of something called the Mann Act. It's transportation to engage in prostitution. And he was found guilty by the jury over the summer of those two counts. But like you said, he was acquitted of the more serious charges, which he faced a life in prison sentence if convicted on those.
Well, tell us more about this sentence of about 4 years, because the judge could have handed down something lengthier, couldn't he?
So the judge could have given Combs up to 10 years on each count of the Mann Act, which means he could have faced up to 20 years in federal prison. The judge giving him 4 years and 2 months is actually quite a surprise, because it is less than what the probation department recommended, which was between 5 and 7 years. Now, it is not what Combs's legal team wanted, which was 14 months. I actually spoke to one of his attorneys, Brian Steele, last night outside of the courthouse following the judge's decision, and they said that they were very disappointed in this, and that all they want is Combs to come home and that they plan to appeal.
We certainly heard a lot from Sean Combs' alleged victims during the trial. How did they receive news of the sentence?
One of the first individuals to react to the news of Combs' sentence was Cassie Ventura, his longtime girlfriend, who was a key witness in this trial. And in a statement through her attorney, she says that nothing can undo this trauma, but basically this is a step in the right direction, that this shows the serious nature of his crimes